This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us right here on this live Saturday edition of the show. It's open phones, as it always is, where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. But, of course, we always bring stuff to the table to discuss, including an invasion of your privacy that maybe you were inviting and didn't really realize it.
Not only inviting, but paying for.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
Willfully and knowingly.
Well, we'll get into the knowingly part, because I'm not too sure about all the technology here. So
you're knowingly paying for it.
Okay, but did you know you were being spied on? We'll get into that. It's Ian with you, by the way.
And Daryl.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We actually got Parker, who called in on Skype to start things out here tonight from Washington. Parker, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Daryl. Go ahead.
So, I was talking with a friend who is in the Army. I'm trying to convince him to get out. He's set to deploy to Afghanistan in 2 weeks. Now, I've done everything I could to basically persuade him to get out. At one point, he said that he was going to try and either fail a test that would basically get him an honorable discharge or injure himself, thus getting an honorable discharge. But he's decided to stay in and sort of spread liberty from the inside, and then once his contract is up, get out then.
So I've got a couple of questions here. What did you do to try to persuade him?
Well, this was a few months back, he commented on a Facebook post that I had where he was arguing against anarchism or voluntarism, and I was arguing pro-voluntarism, and I had some friends on the anarchist, libertarian, and minarchist Facebook group who joined in on the argument. And he was very much, or seemed to be very much, anti-voluntarism.
Okay, so you got into a Facebook battle.
For our listeners that don't know, voluntarism is the idea that humans should interact with one another on a consensual basis, that we should not have any kind of non-consensual interaction, say, like we typically do with the government, where they force themselves and their viewpoints upon people. So just in case our listeners don't know what voluntarism is, and minarchism is the belief in a small government. So go ahead with your recap.
Right, and as far as I understand it, voluntarism and anarcho-capitalism are hard to distinguish.
Well, I would distinguish them by pointing out that voluntarism says nothing about anarchy and it says nothing about capitalism. Voluntarism just says that humans should interact on a consensual basis. The idea of anarcho-capitalism is a very specific viewpoint towards the way an economy should be organized.
Absent a government.
Correct.
And you can't actually have capitalism without a government, because the definition of capitalism is a regulated economy which the means of production are privately held.
So it's contradictory is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
Marx and Engel first defined the word capitalism, and then in like the 1950s or 1960s, Rothbard tried to redefine the word capitalism to mean free market, and there are people that have bought into that and other people that have not, and if you really want to use a term that means free market, then use the term laissez-faire.
Okay, so, well, that's a little bit out off the bushes. That's my fault, whatever. But basically, after this discussion, and it
was Facebook argument.
Yeah, after this Facebook argument, which was basically an argument plus a private message, he actually started to resonate with it, and he actually started to pick up on it. And that's when he told me about how he wants to get out of the Army.
Now, is this a real-life friend of yours who joined the military, or somebody you met online?
This is just some guy I met online.
Okay.
He's a cool guy, though.
Okay.
And so his plan now is just to get out once his term is up.
Did you talk to him at all about becoming a conscientious objector and why war was immoral, or were you just saying government bad, leave military?
Well, I actually did post a Facebook by Adam Kokesh about conscientious objection, and he said that he respects the points, but he doesn't entirely agree with them. So, but I've sent him a lot of different stuff, like on Murray Rothbard's War, Peace, and the States, Lysander Spooner's The Constitution of No Authority, another thing by Lysander Spooner, which was Natural Law or The Science of Justice. So I've got a lot of stuff that he's sort of mulling over and he's thinking about. He's also going to give it to his corporals, because he's, or to his privates, because he's a corporal. So he's sort of going to broaden things out a little bit, but I would like to sort of have him talk to you guys and sort of see if you can't sort of push him over the edge, so to speak. And I
push him over the edge into quitting the military, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Now, I did, Ian, I did post or copy and paste the link to your Facebook page so that he can talk to you, because if he's going to be in the military and if he's going to be in Afghanistan, he's going to have the temptation to violate the non-aggression principle, which means that he has to have libertarians and voluntarists and minarchists who are there to basically advise and counsel him when he needs it, which is...
This just, I mean, look, I don't mean to laugh. I'm trying to laugh at your efforts. I think you're trying to do a good thing here by saving somebody from the military, but it's usually best applied before they actually join.
Yes.
So if you actually have, like, a real-life friend, this is just somebody you know from Facebook, which means you really don't know him at all, you know, if you actually have a real-life friend who's thinking about joining the military, that's the time when it's time to sit down with them one-on-one, or with, you know, maybe try to get them to talk to a military veteran, someone from like Iraq Veterans Against the War,
right,
or something like that, and you know, try to intervene before they actually join the military.
Veterans for Peace is another good organization.
Yeah, if somebody's already joined the military, their options become very, very slim as far as how they can get out. Yes, there are ways to do it, but a lot of them, you know, a lot of people are afraid to try to get out of the military because they're worried about being, you know, put in the brig for some sort of
dishonorable discharge.
Yeah.
Like, if you get injured and they realize this is a self-inflicted injury, then, you know, it's not going to be the same sort of discharge as if it were a legitimate injury.
Most people aren't going to want to hear, after they've already joined up with something, that they've made a mistake. If he's open-minded enough to listen, then that's good. But, you know, it's going to be relatively tough to persuade this individual at this point. If if he feels like calling in to try to be persuaded to leave the military, I don't know if that's something he's going to want to do, but he's certainly...
Probably not.
Yeah, he's certainly welcome to do it. Parker, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
The one thing that is sort of frustrating is that I've shared with him this one chapter of the Constitution of No Authority where Spooner basically lays out his entire argument on why oaths by the military are essentially invalid and given to no one. And he doesn't quite get it. He feels as though he has this moral obligation to finish what he started and to just... to finish up his term and then get out, rather than to just take whatever means.
I think instead of trying to convince him that his oath was invalid, you know, find something explaining how war is immoral.
That may be a better way to go.
Because that's how you get somebody to become a conscientious objector, not convincing them that their oath was invalid.
Thanks for the call, Parker, and good luck. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I think that's a good point, because if he believes that what he's doing is wrong, then he will have a greater drive to not do those things.
Right, and there are processes for someone that is in the military who becomes a conscientious objector to be able to leave the military.
Well, I don't
Whereas if you're in the military and you say, oh, yeah, my contract wasn't properly blah, 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 because Lysander Spooner said, then they're going to be like, yeah, okay, get back to work.
Will they actually lay you out of the military or just reassign you to a, you know, packing and shipping role or cleaning the bathrooms kind of role?
There are ways you can actually get out.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know more. Tell us.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, are Google and Amazon invading your privacy? with your permission, with their new products. We'll talk about that coming up here. Daryl's got that story. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thinking about starting up your own website, or maybe you already have a website, but you're sick of your current web host and you've been looking at other options. You're ready to pull the trigger and make a move? Well, check out HostGator. HostGator.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. That's how you go and get a special offer of 50% off of their regular prices for Free Talk Live listeners. So head over to HostGator.com/FTL. HostGator is one of the top web hosts out there with a 99.99% uptime rating. That's not their rating. That's the rating by Web Hosting Stuff. That's kind of what they do. They rate the different hosting providers on their uptime and other things. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. Plus, you'll learn that HostGator offers a simple one-click or easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and they've got a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So head over to HostGator.com/FTL to get that 50% off deal. As we continue here, we go to federal prison in Sigaville, Texas, where
I didn't do it.
Yeah, where Matt is on the line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I don't know how much of my phone call is left, so I'll be brief. I just called in to talk about, you know, the government stealing your money.
Yeah.
And spending it on themselves.
That's what they do best.
Yes, they do.
Well, that and killing
people.
These
guys are doing a spectacular job of it.
So tell us more.
Oh, they're spending tens of thousands of dollars a year on Baskin Robbins ice cream and tiramisu and cheesecakes, while they cut our portions further and further.
Now, you're talking about the corrections officers and administrators at the Sigaville Federal Prison, where you are currently housed, are spending thousands of dollars. You say tens of thousands. Thousands of dollars per year on Baskin-Robbins ice cream. You actually sent some documents to the show that you had pulled on a Freedom of Information Act request. What clued you in to ask about this in the first place? How did you find out that this might have been going on?
Well, it's kind of well known that they have they're eating steaks and this tiramisu stuff and these fudge cakes in their officer's mess, and they just pay $2.25 a meal for this stuff. It, theoretically, it's supposed to cover the cost of their meal because they're supposed to eat what we eat.
Yeah, when I was a corrections officer at a county lockup, I ate what the inmates ate.
So, did somebody see this ice cream? Was there like an inmate cleaning the corrections officer's lounge and they spotted it?
Oh, no, they serve them. They serve them. They have their own mess hall.
The inmates serve the officers, just to be clear.
Yes, they even dress them up extra nice and stuff. They wear these, like, black aprons and the chef's hats and stuff. Yeah,
wow.
So it doesn't, like, spoil the decor.
So the inmates were serving them fancy ice cream, and the word got around that the COs were eating fancy Baskin-Robbins ice cream. When you guys get ice cream, how many times a year?
None.
So Let me say that if Ian had not read some of the FOIA requests to me, I would not think that this was real.
Really? Why would this be unbelievable?
The whole, they dress the inmates up.
Well, that's new. That wasn't in the information I read.
Right, that wasn't in there, but I mean, it's...
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if I didn't already know some of the info here, I would not think that any of this call were real.
Right. It was hard for me to buy. I mean, I had no idea that. I didn't know what that.
This call is from a civil prison.
Come on, lady.
I didn't know what that tiramisu stuff was. I'm such a backwoods guy. I thought it was some kind of sushi.
No, it's a fancy dessert, like an Italian.
Yeah, I had one of those at the Italian place here in Keene.
Right, and they're buying $30 trays of it. And then, of course, you saw the warden's response that they are, in fact, they claim to be feeding this stuff to us. So you could take it either way. If I'm a liar, then they're feeding prisoners $30 cheesecakes.
Right, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And there was something in this FOIA request about some drug council thing.
The residential drug and alcohol program, which... you say if an inmate or a prisoner signs up for this program, the RDAP program, that they'll actually, and they complete it, they'll get a year taken off their sentence, but nobody wants to join this thing?
Yes. Oh, I'll have to call back. That was the beep. We've only got about a minute left. I'll try to. Basically, it's a drug and alcohol program, and if you sign up for it, you go through this process here that is so awful that they can't find people for it, really. And not to hear off your sentence, and then they have to keep going to this stuff on the outside. There was actually a guy who since was commuted by Barack Obama, and he would have gotten 8 months off his prison sentence, but he refused the... He would have rather just do the time. This thing's going to hang up in a second.
What is it, like a 10-minute maximum? What's the maximum?
Probably
15.
15, okay. All right, yeah, you're welcome to call back if you want to continue the conversation. Thank you, man, for the call tonight.
All right, I've got to wait a half an hour before I can use the phone again.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll call and explain, Arda.
Yeah, okay. Be safe in there. So, yeah, normally it's a one-call-per-night rule,
right.
But in this case we were being disconnected by the federal government, and I was
Thanks,
not done.
Obama.
I was not done with that phone call because it's hilarious. So he sent in a stack of papers, including the Freedom of Information Act request that actually includes an invoice from Baskin-Robbins, the MIT Group Incorporated, doing businesses Baskin-Robbins in Grand Prairie, Texas, with over $1,000 worth of ice cream, including caramel, turtle, truffle, chocolate chip, chocolate, cookie jar mashup, gold medal ribbons, made with Snickers, old-fashioned butter pecan, pralines and cream, rainbow sherbet, Reese's peanut butter cup, Rocky Road, strawberry shortcake, vanilla, and very berry strawberry.
I have not had pralines and cream in so long.
No, you apparently need to go get a job as a CO at the Sigaville prison because they're eating good. Now, this was just one invoice from back.
How many gallons of ice cream here?
That's what's not clear based on
the
invoice.
Well, then there was another
there's something
document
in here
that mentioned a
56,
number of...
I think, was what it was.
And
these are $55 product, so whatever they are.
And they served some of this ice cream at the RDAP thing.
Right. So so as he said, the warden responded. So he sent a complaint in saying that this was a violation of the prison's rules that
right.
The COs are supposed to eat what the prisoners eat, and so it's a violation. He sends that in, and then the warden responds by claiming that the prisoners have been served the Baskin-Robbins ice cream. However, what he does not reveal and what Matt there said in his appeal to the warden's decision is that ice cream from Baskin-Robbins was served once during fiscal year 2016 at the RDAP, that program, that drugs and alcohol program we were talking about, Ice Cream Social, as a promotional event to encourage signups for RDAP. The Ice Cream Social occurred in August of 2016. It was by invitation only and not open to all inmates, and the only flavor of ice cream served was vanilla. So
who got all the Rocky Road and the pralines and cream?
The corrections officers and administrative staff, obviously. So it's an ice cream scandal down at federal prison in Sigaville, Texas. And, you know, this could be the tip of the iceberg as far as the amount of waste that is going on.
I think you mean the
there.
Tip of the iceberg. Tone.
Indeed. The toll-free number here, 855-453. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation? Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system may have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. On our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Whether it's an ice cream scandal in federal prison or your privacy being violated, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Of course, your calls come first. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know about Health Excellence Select. You don't have to have health insurance. I know there's the whole Obamacare mandate or whatever, but there are apparently some loopholes, and one of them allows you to use one of these healthcare sharing companies like Free Market Healthcare. Go to healthexcellenceselect.com to learn more about Health Excellence Select. They will give you 24-hour access, no charge, to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily and a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and price. Go learn more at healthexcellenceselect.com. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Chance is on the line in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Chance.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm gonna lay it down, and I'm not doing this to gloat. I'm doing this to because I'm curious. I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, so
I'm 20 years old. I'm making six figures in the job I'm doing right now, commission based.
Wow. Nice.
I do quarterly taxes.
When you say you do quarterly taxes, that you mean you're an accountant or a tax preparer, or what does that mean?
Pardon me. I'm a commission salesman, but I do my own taxes.
Okay,
does that make
got
sense?
It.
And
got
there
it.
Are certain people that are, you know, like private contractors or whatever that file quarterly instead of yearly.
Oh, okay. I've never even heard of that before. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. So go ahead, salesman.
And even me, I'm still kind of like, you know, trying to make sure I do it all right. But yeah, so what I'm getting at is, I'm not trying to tell a sob story. Like I came from nothing. And because I mean, I grew up in a bad part of Albuquerque. They have a lot of food. They have a lot of money, but I went to public school, never went to college. And it's just something that bugged me. I've been thinking about a lot. That's kind of on my heart. Is that you go to public school, right? And they'll teach you, you know, math. They give you a good foundation for, like, if you're going to college, right? But that's kind of all that, at least the public school I went to, prepped me for.
Correct, like, yeah. They don't prepare you for real life.
And yeah, I don't no even know how well they actually prepare you for college because so many people have to take, you know, refresher courses their freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
What specifically I'm getting at is the job I have, it's a sales job, but it's not like car salesmen. By the way, they are the scum of the earth. And to any car salesman listening, I don't take it back. I was pressured into it was a bad situation. Anyways, no sob stories. Something that's close to my heart is how I've been able to accumulate the success that I have in life, financially, socially, with my family. I give a lot of it to reading. Books on, like, psychology or, like, you know, success books. Things like, not necessarily self-help books, but, you know, you can lump it in there.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
All this stuff that I'm reading is stuff that, like, it seems like almost the school system vilifies. Like, they don't, or even colleges, they don't want you, like, free-thinking. They want you to be in an echo chamber of, like, this is the only way to do it. Like, they don't want you thinking about other opinions. Or, like, maybe there's, like, you do have to rough it for a while and have no food in your fridge, and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The government school system was founded under the Prussian school system model, as I understand it, which basically was designed to churn out worker drones who will never question their circumstances in life. They'll never really step outside of the box.
Right, a one-size-fits-all. All 7-year-olds will learn this at the same time. Whereas prior to that, there was, you know, the one-room schoolhouse. Then that still existed to some extent a little bit after. But the concept of the one-room schoolhouse is the kids that are on the same learning level will group together and learn the same thing. And it,
not based by age.
Not
but
based
on
by age, but based on what they are actually able to comprehend.
Older students would be able to interact with younger students to help them learn things,
correct,
for instance. The Prussian school system got rid of all that and kind of went into this very institutional model, which just cranks out these. I mean, worker drone is the best term for it. It's somebody who is disincentivized to actually take any risk. They don't train anybody on how to be an entrepreneur. They train you on how to sit still, raise your hand, obey directions, and respect authority.
Right.
And
sit these down, are not shut the, up, do what you're told.
Right. These are not the traits of an outstanding person. These are not the traits of a doer, of an entrepreneur, of a risk taker.
And I will say that I'm a little encouraged in that, you know, like the last 20 years or so, you have seen a lot more alternatives pop up, like the Montessori schools and a lot more of the Waldorf schools.
Sudbury's a good
Sudbury,
one.
Sudbury, you know, these sort of alternative style education systems.
Right.
And now there's even a lot of people that are into what they call the unschooling or parent directed or
child directed.
Student directed, parent led. So you ask the students, you know, like, what do you want to learn today? And then the teacher figures out, you know, on the fly, how do I teach the kids this?
Yeah, so I'd say you're onto something, Chance. You know, they definitely are trying to create these unthinking drones, and it sounds like you were able to break away from that and discover that, you know, enriching yourself and, the you know, following your own path was the right way to go.
Thank you. Sorry,
what are you selling, by the way? I'm just curious.
$100,000.
Six digits. I mean, do you mind sharing what sales field you're in? That's pretty sweet.
Actually, yeah. So I'm in water refinement, not softening. It's the company I work for, EcoWatted. They're a subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway, which, like, would make sense why they purchased us. Basically, to summarize it, is everybody uses salt. We use potassium, layman's term, because salt just destroys the body, destroys the house, destroys cellular in your intestines. Potassium chloride does literally almost nothing, and then we also put the highest end reverse osmosis in the house too, so it takes out any protesting core as well.
So you're doing
layman's terms. I'm not even a tech.
So you're doing home-based sales. You're pitching people in their homes or businesses for water improvements.
Exactly. And each company will, because not a company, because it's kind of, in a way, kind of like a franchise. But each people do it differently. It's not like door-to-door sales. Like, people call us, make appointments. We go out, we test the water, we do the presentation. And it was intense training because you're not supposed to be pushy. You have to work with the people.
Sure.
You have to understand their body language. You can't be trying to push it. You have to, like, basically, you find the actual objection. Like, what's really, like, bugging them. And then you have to kind of, like, talk about it with them. If this is something they can financially swing, then you know, love to do it. If they can, then they can, which, I mean, is a bummer because we do our best to work with houses. We're an LLC. Our job is to get clean water to people. That's how we do.
And it sounds like a great, you know, that's always a good business because people are always going to need water. So that one's probably not going to go away at any point.
Albuquerque's so bad, man. It's disgusting. I think it's like Governor's Island.
Give me a recommendation. Let's change back to the books that you were talking about, stuff that you'd never read in a school, but you've read a few. What's the number one or number one and two books that have really been influential on you and, you know, sort of being an entrepreneur that you would recommend to people listening who want to kind of break out of their old paradigm?
All right, man. Okay, so the first one, this is going to be me kind of messing with you because I recommend you read it, learn it, and then you completely unlearn it. But it's the old classical patented, if I may say, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
Yep, that's a good one. Why unlearn it? I mean, there's some good info in that book.
Here's why. Bear with me.
All right.
The thing is that it teaches you a lot of basic communication skills and understanding skills for avoiding conflict and getting what you want in a more traditional society. See where I'm getting? Mm-hmm. However, now, before you cross that out, you want to pair that with a book called Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. That's going to teach you how to actually have the mindset of a person that you want to be. If, like, and actually, I think it was Tiger Woods read it, the offensive coach for, like, the Steelers, I believe, has it also.
Chance,
it's recommended by a lot of people.
Thanks for the recommendations, man, and keep in touch. Let us know how things are going for you. I appreciate the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that directly, or I guess indirectly, is to shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, Omaha Steaks, and I just added something else in there, but I'm spacing on what it was. Oh, yeah, HostGator. I've got HostGator. I've got Save It Purse. So different ways for you to get a gift for yourself or loved ones this holiday season. Lots of people love to shop through Amazon. Why not do it through our link at shop.freetalklive.com? You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter through any of those links, and Free Talk Live will benefit when you get the stuff you were going to get anyway. So you might as well shop through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We got Richard. He is on the line on Skype, actually. Richard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
All right. Say, I was listening to a show earlier today, a recording of Free Talk Live, and Daryl made the statement, if I heard him correctly and I understood it correctly, that you cannot own an idea. Well, isn't ownership a matter of control?
To some extent. But what I mean when I say you can't own an idea is certainly, like, you can have your own thoughts, and I cannot physically take those away from you. But if we have a conversation, I then do not get to claim ownership over the words that I have told you and the way you think about them and the way you relay them at a later point. And that's
yes.
One of the weird things about intellectual property law now is that I could claim ownership over every word that I've ever said, and that if anybody ever repeats me, I could say that they have infringed upon my intellectual property. That's what I mean by when I say you cannot own an idea.
Let me interject here and come up with an objection. Maybe you were going to do this, Richard, but I'm just curious, Daryl. I'm against the idea of intellectual property, just for the record, but let's take the idea of you have this idea in your head. You've told no one that idea yet.
Correct.
Okay, so you technically have total control over that idea. If you have the person to whom you speak about the idea sign a non-disclosure agreement, doesn't that put some terms on, you know, whether or not they can tell other people about that idea?
Correct. And so, unless you want to walk around, you know, passing out non-disclosure agreements before you have a conversation with anybody
in the
world.
Well, if it's a secret business idea, then that's usually the way it
right.
works.
But there are some people And you know this as well as anybody. There are some people that, you know, they might not think, oh, this is a secret business idea. Mm-hmm. They'll just have an idea, right, share it with somebody, and then get mad when somebody shares it with somebody else. That was my idea.
Yeah, I agree with you. If there's no non-disclosure agreement, you shouldn't get mad about that.
The difference between your example, Ian, and what you're saying, Daryl, is that when the government gets involved, that's when that changes from just a private contract to legislation, which I
right, and government should not be involved at all.
I agree with that. Now, when you made the statement that you cannot own an idea, I was thinking along the lines that Ian clarified there, because if I have the idea, and I can even put it into practice as long as I don't communicate it with anybody, I have total control of it. I can even implement it, build something based on it. I never show that to anybody or demonstrate it to anybody, I have full control. That's my ownership of the idea, and I can demonstrate it if I even want
correct,
to.
Correct, but so, as soon as you show somebody, here's this widget that I made, you no longer claim sole ownership over the concept of that widget.
Yes, in lieu of not having some kind of contractual agreement with somebody, I agree 100%.
Okay, so there you go. So basically what you're saying is you can own the idea
until you share it with somebody.
Until you share it without any kind of contract with somebody else.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Okay. Anything else, Richard?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight via Skype. If you want to sound as good as Richard did, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Sam is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I kind of recently stumbled across your program. Actually, I got one of those devices where you talk to and they play your radio station. So I've been doing it for the election and been pretty much 100% on that. And I'm a cool Trumpster, whatever. But I'm blown away by your two calls previous caller, that his level of articulation at 20 years old, I thought that was reserved for people that were like 50, and I just felt dumb after that. So I had one thing I wanted to add to that, and then one question. The thing I wanted to add is, let me get them together. The other night I was signing a Christmas card for my aunt to give it to my mom. She's 8 years old, put it in her box, all that. And I was writing Merry Christmas, and I had to write a big Merry, a print M, and then an ERRY in cursive. And I go, like, man, my hands aren't working. I must be old. I'm 51 years old. And I'm like, and my girlfriend says, they don't teach cursive anymore in schools. And I go, what do you mean? How do people sign their checks or sign for a mortgage or write $100? So people apparently print their name now. There's not going to be any cursive. Is that true or false?
I don't know. I keep hearing people say this, but I've never actually had this confirmed by a teacher.
I delved into it with the whole Common Core, and I didn't understand the whole thing about taking it back to the States and all that. But I'm like, I really struggled with cursive in school, and I sucked at it, to be honest with you. I used to hide my paper, and girls would look, and I, you know, girls write pretty, and I'm like, I can't figure this out. But it's getting worse as I'm getting older. But so millennials now, when they sign their paycheck, they print their name. Is that what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I just looked, searched for cursive in schools online here, and there's an article from eonline.com. Headline, cursive handwriting will no longer be taught in schools because it's a big old waste of time. It says here that 7 states, California, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Utah, are fighting to keep cursive in the curriculum. Their argument is that it, quote, helped distinguish the literate from the illiterate. But the reasoning to get rid of cursive is computers. Morgan Polikoff, assistant professor of K-12 policy in Southern California at the university there, says that, quote, it's much more likely that keyboarding will help students succeed in careers and in school than it is that cursive will.
And I just did a search
for
cursive.
They call it keyboarding now. We used to call it typing class, and when you looked in the window, there was a bunch of girls in there. They were going to be secretaries, so they call it keyboarding now, I guess. But like I said, I might be late on this or whatever, but that blew me away.
I just did a search.
Really awesome. Show is really awesome, and I want to investigate more about Bitcoin and some other ideas. And your ideas are really radical. I listen to AM, not radical, but they're different than what I'm used to, but when I listen to AM radio, Rush and people like that, but when you guys say things, but so my one last question, if you can answer it,
Before you get to the question, Daryl had a comment on your last topic.
Yeah, so I did a search for cursive in schools, and the first thing that came up for me was from K5 Learning, where it says, Common Core standards do not require cursive, however, it is allowed to be a state-by-state decision. So in some states, they might not teach it. Other states, they might.
For the record, though, I think that signatures, as I understand it, can be whatever you want them to
correct.
Be. So you can have a little squiggly as your signature or an X or, you know, whatever you want.
Mine looks like a big old chicken scratch.
Yeah, the X is a good one. Yeah. If you were a letters back in the 1800s, you put an X there. That's yeah, exactly. So maybe I'm late. Like I said, when he was talking, he's 20 years old, making six figures, and totally articulate. I'm like, what is going on?
You could sign with a symbol, like Prince. You know how Prince was the symbol. You could do that.
Oh, that's
too.
True. That's
so
true.
You don't really need to know cursive to have a signature. So anyway, the other question that you had that you wanted to ask. Go ahead, Sam.
It's really basic. Like I said, I'm backward. I'm only at the 12th grade, but I have been feeding myself since 1990, whatever. But I love the idea of limited gun rent, all that type of deal. But when I call 911, I want the cops to show up. And when I drive on the road, I don't want potholes. So we have to pay taxes, and we have to have how will this work? It was great in the old days. The Amish people, they built each other's barns and all that. But so that's
well,
why
the Amish still do build their barns.
And I don't know about you, but I've been driving around on these government roads, and there's plenty of potholes.
Yeah, we've actually covered stories of people that have filled in potholes because the government wasn't, and then they wound up getting charged for the crime.
No, I did one in front of my house because they didn't do it. So that's. But I'm just wondering. So we need government to some degree. I don't want them in my house, in my pocket, looking over my shoulder and asking me how many guns I got. But when I call 911, and like I said, I want them to come and I want a street light on. How does that work in your guys' plan? Because I've been listening to see how you would solve those.
Yeah. So the question is, how would police and roads be funded in the absence of a coercive government
without theft?
Correct.
Is that the question? If you want to hang on for the discussion, Sam, we can talk about that. Coming up here in Hour 2 on Free Talk Live, our number, 855-450-FREE. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.